This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I actually, we're asking you for donations, and really quickly, I just want to acknowledge a family membership and a $76 donation from Jerry, and we know who Jerry is.
Yeah, we do. Love your work, Jerry.
In Doncaster, out there in the east. Now,
so in case you haven't realised, it's Radiothon time. We are trying to encourage our listeners to make donations, but we do have a guest online on hold. It is the wonderful Commissioner for LGBTIQ+ communities, Ro Allen. Good morning to you, Ro.
Good morning, both of you. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. It is Radiothon time, and so it's just a little bit on the organic side this morning. I hope you can bear with us.
Tass is being feral, Ro.
That is never true, as you know, Ro.
I know.
Ro, look, we particularly wanted to speak with you about a new campaign that's been launched by Respect Victoria called Pride, Respect, Equality Campaign. In a nutshell, tell us what it's about and what it's trying to do.
Well, the research tells us that unfortunately still 6 out of 10 LGBTIQ+ people experience family violence from, you know, extended family members, parents. And, you know, this campaign is really targeted at the broader community, the bystanders. It's on all the mainstream television, radio and socials. And I'm getting great feedback. It's just really terrific. There's the main advert, which is running on television, is, you know, two young women turn up to a barbecue and, you know, some aunt sort of stares at them and makes them feel uncomfortable. So they let their hands, the holding hands, they let that go. And then the uncle comes over, or dad figure, and gives them both a hug, puts their hands together, makes a face at the woman, and invites everyone over to say hello. So it's just sort of like a really warm, you know, campaign, which says, you know, just ends with show respect. And there's lovely stories. I mean, that's the main hero piece, but then there's lovely stories of people we know, like Sally Conning and Jason Tuzon Machine and Zay. You know, they're just great stories where their family, sisters or fathers or mothers, talk about how wonderful we are and how easy it is to support us, and that's the way to go. So it's a really lovely campaign. It's going to be running on all the main media right to the middle of May. So I hope people have a good chance to have a look at it, or go to Respect Victoria and have a look at the campaign yourself.
And we've actually got Jason coming into the studio to talk about their personal story and their personal experience. Yeah. So we are looking very forward to that.
Is he coming in the studio or on the phone?
Oh, I'm not sure, Macca. We'll work that out later.
We will after,
But that aside, I just want to go back to what you said. I'm actually surprised that it's only 6 out of 10 LGBTIQ+ Australians who experience family violence of some sort or family abuse. I actually thought it'd be a lot more than that.
Well, there's certainly absolutely room for underreporting, Taz, as you know, in our community, and what we understand as family violence too. And so it's, you know, 6 is still a terrible number, but it could certainly be higher than that. I mean, I personally had a great experience, but I know I'm not, you know, with my mother, my father not so much, but, you know, my mother protected me from that. But that's not everybody's experience. In fact, it was pretty awful. Respect Victoria asked me to go and find the talent, if you like. You know, go and find a whole lot of different... They asked me to find about 12 different people with positive families that they could sort of interview and pick 4 from. And it was just before Christmas. And here I was trying to think of, well, who do I know that's got, you know, supportive families to ask just before Christmas? It was kind of touch and go. And not everybody I rang said, well, sorry, Ro, I don't have a supportive family, you know. So, you know, a lot of people weren't able to put somebody, like one member of their family, father, mother, sister, brother, up there as someone. Well, it was actually quite difficult. I was also just before Christmas, a difficult time. But, you know, it was, you know, not everybody has that experience. And even Zay in their campaign piece talks about how privileged they feel to have, you know, supportive parents.
Ro, I've seen the actual ad that you've just described, and it is a feel-good ad. It does make me feel very warm. What's been the general community reaction to it? Are you able to assess that? I don't mean our community. Well, I mean the mainstream community.
Well, obviously I'm hearing first from our community who are just absolutely embracing and loving it and sending me emojis of them in tears and things. So that's actually lovely. But not our target audience, of course, but still a great side effect. And Respect Victoria will evaluate all the campaigns that they do, so I'm looking forward to seeing what sort of cut through and impact we get. But it's, you know, it's right in there during the project, during, you know, mainstream viewing time. So hopefully it is making an impact and we can evaluate that.
Ro, we do need to go because we are in the middle of Radiothon as well. Before we leave you, do you have a message for our listeners this morning about our Radiothon?
Well, get in, get behind it. I know Joy's free to air, but not free to stay on air. You obviously need the money to put in, and obviously there's costs in moving over to the Pride Centre. So if you enjoy the show, and clearly you do because you're tuning in, put your hand in your pocket if you can and help Radiothon.
Thank you very much.
Now, that's very fortuitous, Ro, because I just actually got a donation from Richard in North Melbourne of $500.
Oh, lovely.
Whoa.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
So if anybody out there wishes to make a donation, just get on the phone, call 1-300-569-949, and don't forget to have your credit card in your hand.
And we've got another one here just before we go to our next guest. Greetings from Colin and Carlos. Thanks for all the work you do. And that's up in Ballarat, and that is a family membership and a $300 donation. So, Colin and Carlos, thank you so much. Thank you to Richard in North Melbourne. And actually, there's one more from Jonathan in Pasco Vale, $250.
Lovely. Thank you, Jonathan. And we were chatting with Ro Allen, Victoria's Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities. Thank you very much, Ro. Thank you for the work that you do for our communities.
Yes.
And thank you for making yourself available this morning and for sending us a lovely message and encouraging our listeners to put their hand in their pocket and donate.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.